Now, I know that it's quite a bold claim that I've made in the title to have put my finger on the single biggest problem that Christianity as a religion faces. But let me explain. I want to put forward in this video what I think is the hardest objection to respond to if you're a Christian. The most famous problem that you have if you want to say that the Christian God, that is, an all-loving, all-powerful God, exists, is the positively colossal amount of suffering infused into the human experience.
If evil exists, good must exist as well. You can't just say something is evil unless there's something good to compare it to. If there is no God, that means that there is no right or wrong, because everything is subjective. There's no objective moral lawgiver if there is no creator. And the fact that we desire to have justice in this world means that we were designed by someone who is the ultimate justice, the ultimate morality. When you have societies that turn atheistic and make these fallacious arguments, this conjecture that says that there's no God because bad things happen, you get atrocity after atrocity after atrocity. We live in a culture that doesn't even believe that humans in the mother's wombs are humans. They don't even believe, many times, that humans are people and have personhood. There's no objective standard for them. Everything is subjective. And so they're confused about everything. They're confused about their existence and about what right and wrong is. And so the problem of evil has never been an issue for Christianity. Evil benefits our worldview as Christians because it shows that there is good.
The most famous problem that you have if you want to say that the Christian God, that is, an all-loving, all-powerful God, exists, is the positively colossal amount of suffering infused into the human experience.
So we're all down here hopelessly trying to figure out a hopeless existence on a hopeless planet if there's no creator. I mean, in trying to come up with morality on our own, we're always going to come up short. You know, the Bible says that there were cultures where every man did right in his own eyes. And you know what happened to those cultures? They were destroyed. They caved in on themselves. This is why we need God. We need morality to be taught in the classroom. And we need to quit telling kids that they descended from slime and fish and apes. And we need to tell them they were designed by God, that God loves them. That's the message they need to hear. And that despite all of these bad things that happen, all of these terrible things that have taken place, God is still on the throne, and God created the world regardless of how we feel about our existence. If there is no God, all of these horrible things that we have seen happen, I'm not going to deny that, bad things have happened, all these terrible things will never be dealt with, and nothing will ever be made right. But I take comfort knowing that no matter what happens, Jesus sees my problems, and God himself will make sure that that gets corrected, that justice does get carried out. And so we should all take comfort in that, and those are some thoughts that I just wanted to leave with you. And with all this being said, I hope you enjoyed the video. God bless.